and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
For over 25 years, Estes Heating and Air has been proud to serve our community with comfort you can count on. At Estes, we believe maintenance matters. Keeping your system running smoothly not only saves money, but also keeps your family safe and comfortable year-round. We're more than just a heating and air company. We're your neighbors, focused on meeting the needs of our community with trusted service and care. Schedule your maintenance today at estesheatingair.com. Estes Heating and Air, comfort for your home, care for your community.
Waltip to the road rage. We are back. I appreciate all the comments about Gary, and thank you. A texter said, Gary helped my parents in Central get Medicare straightened out and get life insurance just 3 years ago. They had wonderful things to say about him. Thank you. Thank you very much. And, again, let everybody know that Jeannie is still going to help you. And, again, she's been the other half of this team for 20 years. So, so for all of your issues and all of their present customers, Jeannie and the incredible staff are still going to take care of you and all of your needs. So, just call her and speak to her. It's just like Gary, and that's what Gary would want you to do. And like I said, Jeannie has been a part of this all along. So, she and the whole staff are there to help you in the same exact way that Gary always did. Like I said, she's been a part of it all. Orange Bill says absolutely awful on Christmas. Yeah, Ramona lost her mom on Christmas Day. It's the worst possible thing. I mean, there's just, it's the holiday time, and you think of holiday as a happy time and a family time, and like I said, we were first alerted to this by a texter, and our first thought was, obviously we couldn't say anything because we didn't know whether it was true, whether it was the same Gary Mahaffey. We had no idea, and I was just stunned. And we immediately sought answers, and sadly we found out what the truth was. But we had to give the family some time to speak to their customers and clients and friends and family and let everybody know. So, we were patient in terms of having to break this awful news. But like I said, the day that we heard it, we were just stunned, absolutely shocked, because it was so sudden, and he's such a special individual, and touched so many people's lives. But he and Jeannie and that staff, so that'll all continue on. And again, the number, and call and make contact with Jeannie and the staff, and they will take care of all your needs just as they always have. And Jeannie is the front person now. And again, she's been right by Gary's side as a team doing this, helping people for over 20 years. And she's cut from the same cloth. She's not as outgoing as Gary. I don't think, I think she's cut from a little different cloth. Because Gary was an outgoing individual. He was just, he was all that, but her knowledge is every bit what Gary's was. And again, they shared and grew this business of helping people together. And Jeannie and her whole staff will be there to help all you. So by all means, take advantage of it. But we are all truly saddened. We're especially saddened for the family, which is just, I just can't imagine. It hit me as hard as anything the day that we learned. I just couldn't believe it. Roll Tide Don, how are you?
Still trying to get over my bad loss.
Yeah.
And I can't believe they hadn't run that coach off yet.
Well, look, here's the good news, all right? I think that they understand where a big part of the problem was, and they've gone out in the portal and already added multiple running backs, starting with Hollywood Smothers, who has the potential to be a star at Alabama. I mean, he was a star at NC State, so I would imagine he'll be a star at Alabama. He's talented, very talented. He also added the Washington kid. That was the biggest issue with Alabama this year, the inability to run the ball. Now, I do think you're going to have to continue to work on that offensive line because I don't think it's what it's been in the past. But I think reestablishing a running game will help whichever quarterback it is next year. Obviously, Simpson's gone. He's going to the NFL. But you have two talented guys who will compete for the position.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, too. I heard somebody told me the other day that Alabama had 56 4-stars and 5-stars, and most of them 5-stars. Indiana had 8 4- or 5-stars, most of them 4-stars.
Yeah.
How could it be that bad on us? Was it the coaching, you'd think, or just we was just outplayed or whatever?
I think Indiana has been the best team in the country all year. I think people underestimate their talent. Just because guys come out of high school as a particular ranking doesn't mean that's what they are now. You know what I mean? And I think Indiana has more talent than people understand. I mean, first of all, it starts with the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. But they have talented running backs that they added through the portal. They had elite wide receivers. They had one of the best wide receiving groups in the country. Defensively, I think they were the most well-coached defense with Haynes in America. I'm not sure I've ever seen a more well-coached defense. Their linebackers were athletic, led by Fisher, and get great depth. They make it really difficult for opposing quarterbacks to be able to layer the ball because they get such great depth and coverage in zone coverage, and they just make life difficult. They run the ball effectively. They don't let you run on them. So they're more talented than people think. They're extremely well coached. I mean, I said last year they were the best coached team in America, and this year I think they've even been better coached. So, you ran into a bit of a buzzsaw, I think it was a tough year for you in part because you just couldn't run the football. And against Indiana, there was no way you were going to run the ball. And that was the end result.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir, for the question.
Yeah, thank you, Don. Appreciate the call. You can get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Just said, Walt, I'm so sorry. I just turned on the radio. What happened? Again, Gary's death was really unexpected. They were on their way to a family event on the 25th. And it was heart related, and that's all we really know about the specifics of the circumstance, and I'd be reluctant to say any more than that anyway. But really, really difficult time, obviously, for the family, and you can help them, and they can help you, and that's the best we can do for all. That's the best we can do. Sean said, I lost my uncle the day after Christmas. My cousin died the next day. December can kick rocks. Prayers for Gary's family and all of you. And right back at you, Sean, and for your uncle and your cousin and for your family as well. That's unimaginable, too. It's all absolutely unimaginable. Tech said it was Indiana knowing how to use the portal. Yeah, the portal was a part of it, no question. I mean, the portal was a big part of what Indiana accomplished. I mean, look, I think that we see some things in the world of college football now that have become crystal clear. This notion of, well, these great coaches and blue chip programs and blue blood programs and all this, a lot of it's been nonsense. A lot of it's been they just had more money and they were the ones paying people. Now, in a playing field that's been leveled where everybody is paying players, the advantage is gone. And so this stuff about the blue bloods has sailed too. I mean, Indiana's now a blue blood. Texas Tech is now a blue blood. You better get used to it. Everything has changed. The rules of the game have changed. And what was is no longer. And it does make you wonder. It sort of goes back to what Spurrier said about Saban years ago. It does make you wonder. It makes you wonder whether any of these coaches who coached at institutions like that really are all that good. Was it just that they had the most Jimmys and Joes and they paid the most money? And now in this world where none of that is true anymore, all that competitive advantage is gone. A lot of these SEC schools just look like crap. This whole world of college football has changed dramatically. Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. Think about this. If Ole Miss loses to Miami and the SEC is with five teams, 50% of the P4 teams in this field, if Ole Miss loses to Miami and they get bounced, and for the third year in a row, the SEC does not even make the championship game despite having half of the teams, what are the propagandists going to say then? First of all, they've all gone silent. But what's the SEC commissioner going to tell us then? What is Herb Street and company going to tell us then? What will your arguments be? I'm really curious what they will be. Because you're not going to have a leg to stand on. You already don't. You had 5/10 of the field, 1/2 of the field. They're all gone. Bloodied and beaten and gone. Just like the last 2 years. You can no longer say anything about the SEC. They don't deserve any special treatment. I don't care how many teams they expanded to. They don't deserve any special acknowledgement, any special treatment, nothing. This stuff about, well, we're going to have the most teams or we'll take the ball and go home. Go wherever you want. Get the frig out. Who cares? You suck. You're not any good. That's the reality. They're just another league now. The best teams in that league are just teams. Georgia's just a team. Alabama's just a team. Nobody cares. Friggin' Ole Miss didn't care. Nobody cares. And what's happened is all of the financial advantages that the league has had, they're all gone, dissipated, poof, gone. And with it, the advantages they had in football are gone. It used to be the defensive front sevens of the SEC is what dominated the day. It's what made the league elite. Those defensive front sevens, they all suck. The best defensive front seven in the SEC was probably Oklahoma when R. Mason Thomas was healthy. And they're a rented team. I mean, I can't wait to hear what the bozo commissioner is going to tell us next. What are you going to tell us? Huh, genius? What are you going to tell us now? God forbid Miami beats Ole Miss after Georgia just lost to them. God forbid, because at that point, you will have literally no leg whatsoever to stand on. You have very little ground right now, almost none. And the last bastion of hope for you is Ole Miss. It's not any of your traditional powers. It's Ole Miss. It's the transfer portal team. Your last bastion of hope is the transfer portal team. The mighty SEC has been completely humbled. Everybody stole their candy and beat the living crap out of the whole league. I mean, the league was eviscerated in bowl season. And there's nothing left. So all you SEC people, you can just hush because it's over. It's over. You don't matter any more than anybody else does. And you pale in comparison to what the Big Ten is. The Big Ten is clearly the best league in the country. Clearly. It's not really even close. And then you're just a league after that. You're just a league. You have been the preeminent college football league for all of college football modern history. You just aren't anymore. You don't matter anymore. And if you don't even make the championship game in an open playoff for the third straight year, I have no idea what your propagandists are going to say now. You think you're going to come back next year and tell people that Alabama belongs again? You think you're going to have Herb Street come back next year and promote the notion that, well, Alabama only lost by 22 to Georgia. They've been blown out, then maybe they wouldn't have belonged in the game. They rushed for like 3 yards or negative 3 yards or whatever the hell it was. And Herb Street was telling us, had they been blown out, 22 points in a championship game, not a blowout when the other team doesn't rush for a yard. Are you freaking kidding me? I don't know how you look at yourself in the mirror. I don't know how. I mean, you talk about a dude that whatever credibility he had is completely gone. But what are you going to tell us next year? Huh? You tell us how great you are next year? Is that what you're going to tell us? Start warming up. Start putting all those teams at the front of the poll again next year. Start doing it now. Tell us how great all those teams are. Put them all at the front of the poll. Let's go right now. You tell us how great they are. You're great based on playing each other. And you've been completely exposed. The league has been completely exposed. You're just the league. You don't mean anything anymore. You don't mean anything. Nothing. The SEC literally means nothing now. Nothing. Nothing. That slogan, it just means more? How about, we got to change it. How about it just means nothing? How about that? It just means nothing. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider. From the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Weight loss is hard. I know for a lot of you, you feel that. You understand that because you've been trying to lose weight for years. Maybe you lost weight successfully in the past. Now you put on a few pounds, you want to drop them. And it's just harder than it used to be. Well, it's not because you don't have enough willpower. It's not because your body's broken. It's just the natural result of slowing metabolism. Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they help people identify what's actually blocking fat loss. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks with PhD Weight Loss. And it's because they got to the bottom of my metabolism slow, and then they sped up my metabolism so that I was burning fat like I used to when I was 15, 16, 17 years old. It's incredible. And that's why I've been in the maintenance program for 5 years now, because that's the result that I've seen. That's the result I want you to see as well. If you want to understand why your body's not cooperating, call PhD now. Mention Fix My Weight Loss to unlock our New Year special. It's free. It's personalized. And they could explain everything. Call 864-644-1900 and say, Fix My Weight Loss. That's 864-644-1900 or go to myphcweightloss.com.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Kraft Stove Store and Patio, located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from AMPM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to AMPM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos in Travelers Rest. Online at AMPM Farms, Butchery and Market.com.
New year, new goals. but pain shouldn't hold you back. Start 2026 feeling better with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our advanced MLS laser therapy reduces pain, decreases inflammation, and helps your body heal without drugs, shots, or downtime. Whether you're recovering from surgery, fighting chronic pain, or getting back into the gym, this is the year to take control. Make pain relief your first resolution. Schedule today at recoverwithlight.com and step into the new year feeling stronger.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Hey, if you're looking for safe takes, you're on the wrong station.
Not up in here!
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Choice, Ramon, a little Dave Mason on a Wednesday, right? Wednesday. You see, Ramon, this is what you get. This is what you get. Like, Texter 979 says, I get your hate for the SEC, so if they rank that bad, according to you, where does the mighty ACC rank? Well, first of all, okay, there is no part of what you just wrote me that's true, okay? I don't hate the SEC at all. What I do is I tell the truth, and all year long, this is the part that gets me, Ramona. If you listen to the show, then you know all year long I've said the ACC friggin' sucks. All year long. But you know who hasn't sucked in the bowl games when teams and leagues play each other? The ACC. You know who has sucked? The SEC. What your problem is you don't like the truth. That's your problem. Tell me then, okay, do me the favor, Texter 979. First of all, that's like an argument that little kids make. You know, mommy, he did it too. I mean, that's the argument. I've said all year the ACC sucked, but the ACC has actually played pretty well in bowl season. And the ACC with a team in the playoff, one team, is still alive. The SEC with five teams has one team left. And we'll see which league is still standing after the semifinal game. We'll see. Vegas thinks it's not going to be you. Vegas thinks it's going to be the ACC again. So, I mean, that's the reality you're facing. Now, you can either make stuff up or you can just admit it. I would try admitting it because that's the reality. I mean, there is a really good chance that 3 years in a row with dominating the number of teams, the SEC is not going to even make the national championship game. That's hard to navigate from a propaganda standpoint, from a reality standpoint. The real problem that you have, Texter 979, is you know I'm telling you the truth and you don't like the truth. It's not my fault. I didn't do it. Okay? I didn't put those teams together. I had nothing to do with it. It's not my fault. This is the new world order. The league just doesn't mean anything anymore. It just doesn't. That little slogan about it just means more, it's time to just dump that slogan because it doesn't just mean more. You know who it just meant more to? Indiana, who just destroyed mighty Alabama. If there's if you want a more billboardish proof that the world of college football has changed forever, we have the Indiana Hoosiers destroying the school of Bear Bryant and Nick Saban. Destroying. Absolutely embarrassing, humiliating. Just a Tap City blowout. So tell me what part of what I'm saying isn't true. Just let's start with that. All right. Instead of writing me that, give me a follow-up and tell me what I'm saying, what part of what I'm saying isn't true. So what people get sick of, and this is the part I think you're missing. People get sick of the SEC propagandists constantly promoting the notion that this league is superior to everybody else when there is mounting evidence that it just isn't. People get sick of hearing these mouthpieces like Herb Street promote this all SEC agenda at all costs and just tank his credibility. And then it just blows up in his face every single time. Every single time. And people get sick of it, rightfully sick of it. They get sick of seeing the preseason poll where it's nothing but SEC teams at the top. You put them out in front of the race, and you still can't finish in front of the race. So people get sick of it, and that's the reason people react to it. I don't hate the SEC at all. In fact, for decades, I've admired the SEC. Forever, I've admired the SEC for their play and for their talent. But it's all gone now. It's all gone. And it's gone because, again, the defensive front sevens in the league are basically trash. And the league that used to bully people athletically and physically is now being bullied. And the talent is spread out all over the country. And no one cares anymore. You know, one of the losingest programs in the history of college football just beat one of the winningest and didn't just beat them, beat their friggin' brains in. And so it doesn't just mean more anymore. It actually means less. It just means less. That's where we are. It either just means nothing or it just means less. But I don't see, again, if you're trying to get to me by telling me the ACC sucks, you're barking up the wrong tree, my man, because I've said all year the ACC sucked. And so I am a truth teller, all right? And what happens is sometimes the bell tolls for you, and sometimes it doesn't. Right now it is. The SEC, the ACC sucked all year. I've said it a million times. Million times. But it's not the ACC that toots their own horn and wants special treatment and superiority. That's the SEC. The SEC wants special citizen status. They want exempt status. They want guarantees. They want positional guarantees. Tell me honestly, Texter 979, has the SEC earned any of that based on what we've seen of late? Has the SEC earned any guarantees, any special treatment? What have we seen that would suggest the SEC has earned anything of that? Nothing. Nothing. We don't even know if there are any good coaches in this league anymore. That's the reality. That's the reality. Texas said the ACC third place team beat the front runner of the SEC for the majority of the year. Yeah, again, I don't hate the SEC at all. That's the truth of it. So this guy is writing me, Clemson has a tough schedule, LOL. Man, you picked Clemson, LOL. Yeah, you know what else I picked? I went 29-10 in bowl season against the spread. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, I picked Clemson preseason like everybody else did. And by the way, you know who I didn't pick? I didn't pick Alabama. I didn't pick Georgia. I didn't pick because I knew all those teams sucked. That's right. I didn't pick any of those teams because I knew they sucked. Yeah, that's an answer. You're right, Texter. You're right, Texter 871. That's an answer. And you know, one time, one of you people is actually going to respond to what we're talking about. Instead of, because all you're doing is you're acting like little kids. You're throwing out red herring garbage that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. We're not talking about Clemson right now. Clemson sucked this year. Yeah, that's right. We're not talking about Clemson. We're talking about how you suck. And little Johnny wants to say, but mommy, you suck too. Great. Okay, great. But again, it's the SEC that is claiming that they're special. It's the SEC that has a slogan that says it just means more. That's you did that. It's you came up with that slogan to rub it in everybody's face. Does it just mean more now? Will it just mean more when Ole Miss loses to Miami? Will it just mean more then? How much more does it mean, just out of curiosity? How much more does it mean? How much more does it mean to have five of the 10 teams? The ACC had one. One. That team is still standing. You have your little league, your little it just means more league has one team standing. One. The same number that the ACC has. The ACC started with one and still has one. You started with five and you have one. And oh, by the way, your one is now an underdog to the ACC's one. So do yourself a favor. One time, try and respond to anything I'm saying and prove it false. Debate it. Debate it. Make a salient point. Try making one salient point. You know why? You know why you won't? Because you can't. Because you can't. That's why you won't. That's why you haven't. That's why you have to deflect and bring up Clemson or the ACC. That's your defense. Your defense is, but mommy, Johnny did it too. That's your defense. That's not a defense. It's not even an argument. It's honestly, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. So far, I've not seen any SEC fan respond with anything, any counterpoint, any argument, any legitimate debate at all. And the reason is because you can't. Well, come on here. Actually, you come on right now. Come on. I'll give you a chance right now. Come on. Go ahead. Dial the number. We'll see how you do. Texas said, when you hit them with facts, people go crazy. The ACC, in my opinion, is drastic improved from top to bottom more than the SEC this year. Yeah. Yeah. Georgia John says, agree. SEC is down, no argument, but it still means more. That's a mathematical fact. The fan interest dominates from an attendance and support basis. That's what the slogan means. No. No, it isn't. I mean, no, we're going to change the meaning of the slogan. No, the clear inferred meaning is that the league believes themselves superior. And because you put more people in bigger stadiums, that doesn't make your football product superior. Did Indiana care that Alabama puts more people in stadiums than Indiana does when they were beating Alabama's brains in? No. No. No, it just means more is a slogan that speaks to your superiority. It encompasses all things. You don't get to pick and choose which things that slogan means. There's no definition of that where the definition is written that says, well, that only means that we have more crowd support, blah, blah, blah. No. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. No, the slogan was created to intentionally inflame other people by suggesting that you are superior. That's what it was meant to do. And the reality is, if you can back that up, that's one thing. When you don't back it up at all and you prove that you're actually inferior, well, then it just doesn't mean more anymore. It means less. It means nothing. And right now, it means nothing. I mean, all these teams, I mean, all this stuff that we heard, you know, Georgia's defense was getting so much better. They were so improved. Yeah, because they had played nobody but those crap-fest SEC teams. That's why they're improved. They improved because they played no offense. They finally played an offense again. They gave up the same 40 points they gave up to Ole Miss the first time. That's the reality. And the strangest thing is, Ron, the only team left is little Ole Miss, the team that, you know, comes from nowhere, gets no respect, and is just a transfer portal team. All of the big names, they're all gone, including the rented team names, Ramona. So there's no Alabama. There's no Georgia. There's no LSU. There's no Texas. There's no Oklahoma. All of these storied program big names, they're all gone. They're all gone. And honestly, none of them, they all stunk. They all absolutely stunk. Five of the 10 teams in the playoffs, one left. One left, and they're an underdog to an ACC team. Okay, there's the state of, there are the facts, okay? Again, look, you can try and argue with facts all you want, but you're not going to win, and you're definitely not going to win here. These are the facts. The facts are the SEC started this playoff with five of the 10 teams. The ACC started with one lone team, Miami. Both leagues now have one team left. The ACC has one of one left. The SEC has one of five left. And the one is Ole Miss. And the one is a three-point underdog to the ACC team. Doesn't guarantee an outcome, but it's interesting that the mighty SEC team is an underdog to the ACC team. Interesting, isn't it? To the one ACC team. So, again, let it be known, shout it from the rooftops, when the propagandists come back next year to tell us about how these SEC teams all deserve special citizen status, or when any future negotiation happens about expansion of playoff field that guarantees the SEC special citizen status and extra rights and extra teams, no one should agree to that. Nobody. I don't care who, I don't care what they say they are. You have all sorts of practical evidence right now that proves that the league is basically junk right now. Basically junk. And so no one should kowtow to them anymore. Nobody. If you can't negotiate, hey, ACC, trust me, if you can't negotiate it yourselves, call me. I'll negotiate it for you. I know what to say. I know how to handle it. I know how to win a debate. Call me. I'll help you. I'll help you. Because there, you should not agree to anything moving forward. Nothing. There's nothing to agree to. It just means more sunk. That ship sunk to the bottom of the ocean. It just means freaking nothing is what it means. Let me tell you where it does mean more. AMPM Farms, Ashley and Platt Moore, just great people. When we say farm to table, we mean it. 900 acres in Fountain Inn, true farm to table market with 100% pasture raised premium beef. They own their own cows. They don't use any vaccines or hormones. That's a huge differentiator. 95% of the beef in the country does. Local grass fed beef from 100% pasture raised animals, GMO free. Trust me, they're the greatest steaks and beef on earth. There's nothing like it. Once you go try AMPM Farms beef, you are never getting beef from wherever you get it now. I've had it all. I've had tomahawks. I've had the filet mignon. I've had the dry-aged ribeye, biggest selection of dry-aged beef in the upstate. Trust me. The weekly burger flights, I've had that too. The organic chicken, I've had that. Real chicken, like it's supposed to be, that actually has texture. That's not this solid... I don't even know what you call it, but the only place I get real chicken is at AMPM Farms. Homemade sausages, three convenient locations, Fountain Inn, Greenville, Traveler's Rest. They're open 7 days a week. It's a real farm-to-table market, real farmer's market, open 7 days a week. Great selection of local vendors like Clemson Blue Cheese, Blue Moon Specialty Foods, Happy Cow Creamery, Naked Pasta, Poppington's Popcorn. Wild game weekends include things like bison burgers, elk tenderloin, alligator, lamb, goats, just in time for whatever your plans are. You know, I don't know, you have some get-together, the next holiday, whatever it is, you ought to get your holiday fare and your dinner fare from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. I promise you, you will thank me later. Visit ampmfarmsbutcherymarket.com to learn more or follow them on social media to see their selection. Visit one of the three locations in Fountain Inn on Allen Bridge Road and Greenville on Lawrence Road, Travelers Rest South Main Street. When we say farm to table, we mean it. And again, Ramona, you know, how many times have you heard me say? You've heard me say it way more about the ACC than the SEC. I've said it a million times. The ACC sucks. I mean, I went a lot against a lot of ACC teams in bowl season. That didn't always work. But I mean, I've said it before. I thought the conference championship game was embarrassing. So I'm a person who just tells the truth. And sometimes that's in your direction. Sometimes it's someone else's direction. Today it's in yours because you're the league who claims that you're superior to everybody else and you are actually inferior to everybody else, which is really sort of amazing. And yet your own argument is, well, the ACC sucks too. Well, I already said that, so you can't argue that. Try something else. Try a different argument because that argument doesn't work, okay? That has nothing to do with whether you suck. Okay, the ACC sucks, but what about you? You suck too? You suck out loud. You're a freaking industrial Hoover. Quick break.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support to the stores we love
to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
It's bow time. The Bojangles Chicken Rice Bowl is back. Get dirty rice, slow-cooked Cajun pintos, cheese, and your choice of chicken for just $7.49. But order now. It's only here for a limited time.
It's bow time.
Buying a mattress is painful. That's why we developed the Duo Mattress, a patented two-piece mattress design that makes this process easy. The Duo is the most cost-effective, sustainable, adaptable, and comfortable mattress you've ever experienced. With our 100-night sleep trial and unique comfort exchange, you can rest easy knowing you're taken care of with engineered sleep.
. 2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Get ready to relive one of the greatest moments in music history. On January 10th, the Walhalla Performing Arts Center presents Randomonium, a tribute to the 1985 Live Aid Festival. This South Carolina-based variety band is famous for its incredible range, covering generations of music, genres, and moods. From iconic classics to unforgettable anthems, Randomonium brings the energy and excitement of Live Aid back to life in one spectacular night. Don't miss this epic performance. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
When your business depends on the road, trust Skinner Tire for reliable truck tire solutions. From heavy-duty tires to expert alignments, tire balancing, and quick repairs, we keep your fleet rolling. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we offer installation, oil changes, and 24-hour roadside help, so you're never left stranded. Skinner Tire has you covered. Visit SkinnerTires.com or call 864-599-0026 today for truck tires and service you can count on.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to the Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download the Roar app on your phone by searching WCCP-FM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. By the way, Ramona, we have to get our remaining bowl game picks in by tomorrow. Who is Georgia playing? I can't remember. Who are they playing in the playoffs tomorrow?
They're not in it. Mom.
They're not?
You just want me to say Georgia's, that? Yeah, they're not in
Georgia's
it.
Georgia's not in it?
No.
I find that hard to believe. How about Alabama? Who are they playing?
Oh, no, they played Indiana and they lost.
They lost already?
So, yeah, they're not in it.
They're
either.
Not in it either?
No.
How about LSU? They in it?
LSU's not in it.
Oh, they're not in
it
at all.
Get their crap together.
Yeah, they're not in it at all. How about the rented teams? Texas. Who's Texas playing?
Texas is not in it.
Oh, they're not in it?
No.
How about Oklahoma? They must be in it.
No, Oklahoma neither.
They're not in it either?
No.
They lost to Alabama. Wow.
Wow.
None of those teams are in it?
None of them.
Really?
I'm serious.
I find that hard to believe.
Can't you tell how serious
I find that hard to believe. You know, because it just means more. And they had five of the 10 teams.
It means
five
more.
Five of the 10.
More losing.
Yeah. It just means more losing. Right. It just means more losing. Look at it. USCC fans, man, try and come back with some facts. Otherwise, this is not going to be the place for you. You need some facts. Honestly, you just need an admission that you suck. That's really what you should be saying. You're right.
Yeah,
well,
you can wait till next year.
Right. Because
nobody's saying you can't wait till next year.
Right. Hope that Arch Manning and the Renta team saves you, because I don't see any other hope for you. And honestly,
Arch Manning, yeah, he's my guy.
Yeah. Hope Arch Manning saves you. Hope Arch Manning saves you. Hey, let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty foundation specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. Free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open, call 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, CantyCanFixIt.com. CantyCanFixIt.com. You know, Ron, I find it hard to believe that Alabama's not still playing. I mean, Herb Street told me all great they were.
I find it hard to believe that Paul hasn't called.
Are you sure that Alabama doesn't have a game coming up? Are you positive?
I'm positive.
Are you sure?
Because they already played their bowl.
Well, what happened?
They lost.
They lost?
It was pretty bad.
To who?
Indiana.
No, that couldn't be. To Indiana? To basketball school?
The Hoosiers.
They lost to the Hoosiers?
The Hoosiers.
The Hoosiers?
To Gene Hackman. And
they lost to Gene Hackman?
They did.
That couldn't be. It must have been a bad call. It must have been a mistake.
A bad call?
Yeah, it must have been a bad break. They must have got a bad break.
No, it was
no bad break,
lot, wasn't it?
I don't know
what the score was. It was like a 40 something to.
It must have been like 21-20.
Wasn't it?
Must have been like 21-20. Was it 21-20 and a bad call gave Indiana
Maybe.
The game?
You it, know better than
it, it had to be. It had to be like 21-20 and a bad call gave Alabama the game. Oh. No, this says it's 38-3. That can't.
Yeah, that's what it was.
No,
it
can't.
38-3.
Can't be 38-3.
No,
it can't be. That can't be. Well, Mighty Georgia, they won. I mean, they're the greatest team ever. You know, they're unbelievable. You know, all those Georgia fans told me how they were going to destroy Ole Miss. So, who are they playing? Who's Georgia playing? They're in our bowl contest. Who are they playing? Who's Georgia playing next?
They're done.
They're done? Georgia?
They are done.
You sure?
I am.
The
positive.
Georgia fans told me they were going to whip up on crappy Ole Miss. They told me that. They swore that. They said, Walt, you hate Georgia. Walt, you hate the SEC. No. No, so they just lost, huh?
You just hate losing.
So it turns out I was actually right about those things then. I was actually right. Is that what we're saying? Oh, yeah. I was right. I thought Indiana would kill Alabama, and I actually called the Ole Miss upset over Georgia. I actually had those things right, right? Funny how that works. did I tell people about Canty already?
Yeah. The next one is after.
We have lots to get to. All right, before we get to any of that, I'm so confused by this SEC room. I'm so confused by the fact that it seems like none of these five teams, half the field, it seems like none of them are left except the Ole Miss, who's, you know, they're like the bastard stepchild. They don't really count. They're in there. Ole Miss is the last team standing for the SEC. It's just too funny. It just means we all get to laugh. That's what it just means. It just means less. It just means nothing. The Franklin Tree Service is proud to be a part of the Roar. Look, you might remember me mentioning them back in the day. Well, they're back advertising with us, and they want to remind you that they are the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, assessing for any kinds of hazards. The upstate has strong storms and wind gusts throughout the year. We all have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property if it had the chance, so don't let that happen. Some of us had like 20 of them. And of course, I called Brian Franklin, the Franklin Tree Service, and they saved my life. That's the reality. They saved my life. They saved my home. They saved my life, because when Helene hit, I would have been dead. That's end of story, inarguable. If you saw my property after what Helene did, you'd understand it. I had to have the trees removed that were on the outside that were all leaning towards my home, outside of my wooded areas and all leaning towards my home. And I had to have them gone because I knew I was going to be squashed like a bug. It was just an issue of when. And when came, it came in Helene. There's no doubt I would have been dead. My home would have been crushed. And Brian Franklin saved my life. The Franklin Tree Service wants you to be proactive, not reactive. Their expert team provides free tree assessments to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services. Brian and his team are unbelievable. You'll thank me later. They're fully insured, committed to top quality work. Call the Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065, 864-947-9065. The reality is you're just not going to be able to come back next year and make any arguments. There are no more arguments. There are no more arguments you can make for the SEC. There's no more arguments for the inclusion of those teams other than just factual arguments. You can't have any of this fantasy talk. No one's going to be interested in what any of the mouthpieces have to say. Nobody on earth wants to hear a word out of Herb Street or his dog. James, how are you, James?
I'm doing pretty good. I heard you just mention that Alabama and Georgia ain't playing in the semifinals.
Yeah, I was shocked to learn that, James. I thought that they had to be.
That means Ohio State got a clear cut right to the national championship, or did Texas A&M beat them?
No, that didn't happen.
That didn't happen?
No.
Well, they had the easiest opening game. They had to play a weak ACC team.
Oh, really?
I figured it out.
A weak ACC team that's the favorite over the one SEC team that's remaining, huh? So, James, your argument...
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, James, so your argument is that the Big Ten sucks? Is that your argument? I mean, the Big Ten that's been beating... that's been beating the living crap out of the SEC?
Yeah, the ACC is the weakest conference there is.
Really? Because they've been beaten up on the SEC too. The ACC's been beaten up on the SEC too.
I know. I heard all the people talking about Miami didn't deserve to be in there, and just like last year.
Oh, you were all right, James. You're an ACC guy, and you're playing. You're giving me more of the same. I gotcha. Yeah. I like it, James. I like it. Yeah. Sorry.
Just like last year, SMU shouldn't have been there because they got killed. But
yeah.
Tennessee got killed last year. But right. They deserved to be there.
Right. The funniest thing ever, James, the funniest thing I ever saw was Herb Street arguing against Indiana and arguing against SMU with the score of Ohio State and Tennessee scrolling right over his head. It was the funniest thing I ever saw. And he never mentioned Tennessee. He only wanted to talk about those teams.
Yeah, but you hear the Big Ten and the SEC needs to have 16 apiece.
Yeah,
and then you can decide who else needs to be in there.
Right,
just like if they go to 16, it should be 6 SEC, 6 Big Ten, and then the rest of the teams spend.
It's absolute nonsense. Now, at least from the Big Ten standpoint, they've done something in the last few years. They've won the last two titles. They may well win three in a row. At least they have some sort of leg to stand on in the argument. The SEC has no leg to stand on. I mean, their only hope left, James, is Ole Miss, which is just too funny.
Yeah, I just thought I'd poke a little fun.
You did. James, I was a little slow in the uptake there. That's my bad, James. Thank you.
You have a great day. I enjoy listening to you.
Thank you, James. That was good stuff. That was actually very good stuff, James. I was a little slow on the uptake. I thought you were an SEC guy for a moment there. But James was continuing to play the same role, same game we've been playing, Ramona. The same where it's Georgia and Alabama on the schedule game. Yeah. You can get in. If you want to get in and defend the SEC, by all means, do so. I mean, I can't even imagine what argument you're going to make anymore. Seriously, there is like no argument left to be made. There's nothing. It's gone. You can't argue any of it. It's just... It's history. I mean, I can't wait to hear the arguments next year, the laughable arguments, or the negotiations for the new expanded playoff and how many guaranteed bursts the SEC should get over everybody else. Please, the answer to that is shove it up your A. Let me tell you about Underdog. Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block parties, they're back. And Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action because you can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players. They'll go higher or lower on stats like points, rebounds, steals, assists, more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. I love playing basketball on Underdog. I love playing college. I love playing NBA. I love NBA live in-game action, too. One of the things I really love to do is I like guards rebounds because I think they get forgotten about. I think you find a little bit of edge in guards rebounds. So I'll frequently play guards rebounds before a game, and I'll definitely play them during a game. And one of my favorites has over a long period of time now has been Steph Curry. Steph Curry's been very good to me. I play his rebounds with regularity. And, I'll pick out a game, and he'll have two rebounds. First 2 minutes of the second quarter, and I'll have two rebounds, and his rebound number is 4. And I play it to go higher. And invariably, it does. I've only missed that one time. I have taken Steph Curry to go higher on his rebound number, I want to say 7 or 8 times, and I've missed it once. Listen, download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Underdog, make picks, win money, must be 18 plus, friends in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets at underdogfsc.com. /web/.org. Get terms _DFS_.html for details.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7 so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically 2 coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Have you thought about creating an estate plan? Without a will or trust in place, the state will have control over your assets when you're gone. If this is something you haven't thought about yet, let the Green Law Firm help you plan for your future and your family's security. David and his team specialize in creating the best estate plans for you, including wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and end-of-life directives. Let Green Law Firm give you peace of mind knowing your legacy is protected. Call today at 86-427-1794 or visit greenlaw.legal for your free consultation.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair.